will call to order this July 22nd, 2014, meeting of the Springfield Planning Commission. If you'll all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Last night at the council meeting, did they have a flag?
Is that right?
Screen, that works.
Yep, it worked.
They did the basketball games too.
Okay, at this time, we are having further discussion regarding the appeal of the director's decision for Laurelwood subdivision. And I will turn it over to our legal counsel, Lauren King.
Yeah, so there are a couple things that I just wanted to talk to you about and make sure that everyone understood what was going on. I know there's probably been a lot of emails flying around. After last week's hearing, staff went back and looked through the comments received. Because the tree felling permit, which is a separate decision and a separate criteria, our code requires that when we make a type 2 decision, anyone who commented gets a notice of that decision. So there was one comment that would have constituted a comment that required notice. One individual wrote that she received the tree felling permit, and she wrote about both permits, but staff should have sent a notice to her of the decision. By not sending that individual the notice of decision, we didn't afford her rights to appeal within the 15-day window. She wasn't aware that the decision was made, and she has the right to appeal. To remedy this and avoid sort of a procedural issue down the road, we suspended the tree felling permit yesterday, and so because of the error of not sending the notice. The notice was sent this morning. She has now been notified, and therefore there is no further basis for the tree felling permit to be suspended. So it is back and alive and well. It is not in suspension. Notice has been provided. Under the code, she has 15 days to exercise her right to appeal and a hearing, and we'll see if she exercises that right. We don't know yet. The applicant, in the interim, once they have a decision, they can exercise at their own risk and discretion, they can exercise that. So during that interim time, they don't need to wait on the tree felling permit. They have a valid permit, and they can continue to use that permit. So just so you understand about the permit being suspended and now no longer suspended, that was where that all came from. So that was one thing I just wanted. Do you have any questions about that? Okay. The other thing that I wanted to talk about was last week, one of the appellants requested that the record remain open for 7 days. And as a part of her request, she also made a accommodation request to the city that she receive a written transcript of the meeting. And we worked very hard to make sure we could provide that accommodation. Last Thursday was hand-delivered to her typed verbatim minutes of the testimony, and that included all the testimony of the applicants and all the rebuttal. She also received an audio recording of the meeting, as well as the complete staff report and all the copies. Today, there are some remaining documents that she's receiving. That includes my preamble that I read at the beginning, as well as what the staff presentation included. So she got the staff report, but not the typed minutes of the verbatim what the staff said. So we recommend, because the record's closing today, or closed today at 5 o'clock, that the Planning Commission extend the record an additional 2 days so that she can get this information and process it and submit anything in response to that additional information. And I didn't want to be clear that she got the bulk of the information last week, so it's just a few additional pieces of information today, and that's why we're recommending just 2 more days. And so at the Planning Commission, we can move to do that. And then I also would like to emphasize that the applicant gets equal amount of time if they so choose. So we have now, if the Planning Commission moves to give the 2 additional days, it'll be 7 days that it was left open. for new testimony, the applicant does have the right to ask for nine days, or whatever time it is that we end up affording. So just to be aware of that as well. Yes?
Question.
Good.
Where did the 2 days come from? Is that arbitrary or just?
It's our recommendation. No, it's not based on. It's just our recommendation based on the amount of information that was already given, the amount of information that's remaining, and certainly it's at the Planning Commission's discretion to determine that more or less is needed.
Okay. And the information, the additional information, is this information that we've been provided, or just this?
Actually, this packet is all of the information. So it's been compiled into the two. So what she previously received, I believe, starts on about page 7 and goes through to the end. Is that not correct, Brenda?
What I added on the end is Greg's remarks, and from that point to the end.
So it's page 18, is that?
It would be the second to the last page.
Okay, so page 20.
Yeah.
Okay, so starting at page, actually probably starting at page 7, testimony from the applicant.
No, the applicant was the first three cards, and we have all
okay.
of that.
Oh, okay, my apologies. Okay.
So page 1 to page, page 8 is what I added, and then page, then the last,
to eight is what she
last received. Two pages.
Okay.
For 8 on, she received last.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Any further questions from legal counsel? It seems reasonable that those additional 8 pages of information providing the additional 2 days to leave the record open seems reasonable.
Would you like a motion for that?
I certainly would. I would entertain a motion.
I would move that the Planning Commission allow to test.
Leave the record open two more days. Until what day would that be, Brenda?
The 24th at 5 p.m.
24th at 5.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. The motion by Commissioner Moe would be to leave the record open until July 24th at 5 o'clock p.m.
I second that.
Okay. Seconded by Commissioner Bean. Any discussion?
What do we do now?
All those in favor signify by yes, or signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
And sorry to interrupt. I'll just be clear. I think that the motion indicated this, but that record is open for 2 more days for any additional information, not just the person that requested the accommodation.
Right.
So anyone can submit information in the next 2 days.
I started with my mouth.
So I have 6 with 1 still recused.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's great. Okay. Other business we have before us, reports of council action. Yes.
I'll have the
Commissioner Bose.
July 14th.
Okay.
Work session. There's 4 items on the agenda. First item was interviews for the police planning task force. A couple of openings due to expiration terms. Interviews were held. The second item on the agenda was an update on the Main Street corridor study and the review of testimony that was presented at various workshops and hearings that have been conducted over the last 2 or 3 months. So it's simply an updating of the information that's come to the attention of staff and no decisions. The third item on the agenda was the marijuana dispensaries issue again, and it was primarily a matter of staff is creating some regulations in regard to those dispensaries, and so the discussion was on licensing, fees for licensing, and various aspects of licensing, and hours of operation. One of the questions that has come up and I think I mentioned this the last time they discussed it, the possibility of the planning commission being, looking at zoning, and I think from what has transpired at this meeting, that it seems to be a, pretty much of a certainty that we'll at some point be addressing zoning for dispensaries. One of the uncertainties that came up in looking at this, creating the exclusion zones around schools and daycare centers, that with a 1,000-foot exclusion zone, there was very little commercial space that wasn't excluded, other than a small area out on the gateway. So there's.
And what if a daycare center goes in?
Right.
You know, and there's a business already there.
Yeah, that was my question.
We'll talk about.
Yeah. So that is an uncertainty whether to decrease the 1,000-foot exclusion or change the exclusion, different possibilities of what's excluded, what isn't. So that's to be determined yet. So, and I know, have I missed any points on that? I think, I know you've already been in the middle of it.
That'll be coming back to the planning commission. What council took action on last night was just the municipal code regulations, business license regulations. So the city will be looking at some land use regulations that includes the buffer. So that'll be coming back before you, and I'm sure you will have a full room of testimony.
Can use the data.
I bet you we will.
And then there's, okay, one last good. Item, quickly. So the fourth item was on the council mayor compensation that we went through. And basically, the purpose of this agenda item was to discuss the ballot title language and the charter language. So that legal staff had provided some options on wording of those two items. So that was discussed at the meeting, and that was.
And are they are moving forward with that? Is that?
There is one councilor that was opposed to begin with, but evidently everyone else at the meeting was in favor of moving forward with it. So the next step is to create the language.
Good.
And that was it.
Are there any outstanding reports from council?
I was there last night.
Yeah.
At council. And I didn't take any minutes, but I'll do the best I can. The work session was on the urban growth boundary proposals, the two that are north of Springfield and the sea and College View area. You know, use CB Loop. Use that name.
Yeah, College View.
And so they were explaining the city staff, and then there were some questions came up about some other areas that weren't on the map last night. So, but staff's recommendation was to try and move ahead with these two areas and do some more studies on the others. So that's where that ended. The main council meeting, like I said, did an Annie flag, different than Eugene. We put one up here and we had our Pledge of Allegiance. Eugene, they. The marijuana issue came up, and the land use part of it, a planning commission will be looking at from a land use point of view. And then again, the question came up if they go up in an area and somebody puts a daycare center in close by, how's that going to be handled? That's going to be an issue. Something like that. They set a business license at $1,000 for them last night. And the comment came up that those dispensaries have more cash on hand than small banks. And you know, I can see that being a problem. Yeah, we didn't talk about that. I don't know what the city's thinking about it. The house on 30-something Street that's been a real problem to the community. Mm-hmm. They passed ordinance last night.
Yeah, chronic abatement.
Which, I think, I'm going to shoot in the hip here. It gives the chief more power in getting in earlier and giving notice and then doing something about it. Is that
yes.
Correct? Doing good.
Yeah, for making it, huh?
And the last was Glenwood Priorities. There's four or five different priorities on the list. One was anywhere from bike paths to, this is over and above the refinement plan. And they decided they needed a work session to address those, so that'll be one of the first things they do when they complete the process.
Did they appoint the police task force applicants as a transfer?
I believe there was a, I don't know.
Everybody, at the interviews, everyone that submitted is more likely going to be on.
My husband is one of them, and he last night, he goes, I wonder if I was approved.
Apologize for noticing that.
There was one additional applicant who dropped out, so it made it a clear field for everybody that applied.
Good.
Now, I spoke as a citizen. One was my, very much upset about the new bike bridge, Franklin Boulevard, pretty blocks of view of the river. If you drive by it, take a look over there, you can't see it anymore.
Well, it's the bike, yes, by, past the...
The viaduct?
Yes.
The railings?
Yep.
Do you remember that was my first planning commission meeting?
It was.
I asked them to...
Yeah, I was concerned about it.
They had a railing like this, and now they've put some sort of barrier on it.
Solid,
you can't see through it.
Oh, this is a good...
And I asked them to keep it low enough for a view when you're on your bike.
You and I both.
Yeah.
I'm pretty upset about that, but they didn't seem to, council didn't seem to be too concerned. And then I brought up, I run out of Mount Pisco every day, and there are signs up there that are anti-urban growth boundary. So many of them, you really can't see the side of the road.
Really?
Hundreds of them out there, they're really, really, you know. So I stopped on Sunday and talked to one of them, and told him, I says, you need to communicate with the city. You need to come in and meet some people. So they showed up at the end of the meeting last night, so I introduced them to our city manager. Last time I saw them, they were all heading into the office, and I got out of here.
Oh, interesting.
So there's a communication going there, and what I, rumors become facts to them, and they're afraid. They're afraid our urban growth proposal is going to take them all in, and it doesn't. We saw that last night. I showed it to them. They're still going to be concerned, I know that. Communication is really...
Would it be a liaison?
Pardon me?
Would it be a liaison?
Yeah, I hadn't intended that.
Well, that's the same reaction that was created after the Glenwood refinement plan, and everybody was frightened about, well, they're going to drag the bulldozers in here right off the bat.
Yeah. So that was city council last night.
Okay, I appreciate that. All right. Barring any unforeseen additional extension request from the applicant, we will be meeting again on July 29th. Is it going to be at 6 o'clock p.m., Brenda?
Mm-hmm.
At 6 o'clock p.m. And we will reconvene at that time and deliberate on this topic again. Yes, anything else?
Oh, I think Greg.
Not regarding that topic, but when you get to, are you on business from the
yes.
on business from the planning commission?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm business from you.
Okay.
You're on.
All right.
Yeah.
The topic is email.
Oh, good.
Then we have.
Have you heard?
Please. We have two separate discussions about email.
Okay.
The first is whether or not the Planning Commission has an interest in having a city email address. The issue was raised. Council does, but nobody else does. You know that you have the pad, and that's a city deal unless you volunteer to have your own. I think, did you have your own pad?
I kept the city pad until I turned it in recently to Brenda, just in case something controversial came up.
Okay, but maybe it was Steve.
I have my own.
Yeah,
you from the get-go, Steve kept it.
But that's an account with the city for that pad. That's not a private account. The question is whether or not a private email address at the city. So
Go ahead.
So the council has mayor at Springfield dot whatever, right? And it's a city address, yeah. Right? And the councilors each have those city addresses. So the question is, should the planning commission have city addresses? Right now, I think I have a free address from Apple, you know? I think it was the me.com address or something like that. Because a city address was not offered to us at the time, but you need to isolate that. You know, I needed to isolate that specifically because it is a city planning commission thing. And, you know, I have three personal email addresses to kind of segregate the other things that I have going on. So how do you all feel about that? Do you think that...
I think you should. I think, one, it professionalizes the planning commission. Two is, if something controversial comes up and a court needs all your correspondence, if you have it on a separate email with a separate iPad, that's what the court gets. If you connect it to anything personal, the court gets all of that too.
In my case, they can have it.
And you can still have your, Steve, your own iPad and just link another email there too.
I know. So.
I don't have any strong opinion either way. I've got my own business email that I get everything and deal with it all at work. I don't have a problem with that either. But like you say, if someone ever wants to get just the correspondence for the planning commission, it'd be nice to have that.
Well, you know, there have been over the last 2 or 3 years a few issues where there have been public information requests related to communications coming through the city. And you know, because it dealt primarily with city staff, I don't think the city had an issue. I mean, my remembrance was you were able to pull that information quickly.
Yeah, our IT captures that information and stores it, and it's easy for it to be identified and cataloged for purposes of discovery. Yes.
So to Commissioner Bean's point, that would be more difficult, probably.
Yes.
In a case where you have personal email addresses or private email addresses, although this device is the city, belongs to the city.
Yep.
So the city could take this back at any time.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. The one thing that you'd want to be thinking about as part of this discussion, I mean, either way this matters, is just with hearings such as the one we're currently, or quasi-judicial decisions, the one we're currently dealing with at all, you just have to be careful of any ex-party contact. And so right now, communication goes through Brenda and it's forwarded on to you. So that would be making sure that it's, you're keeping track of it and you're sharing it and it's being documented. That would be one of our just cautions or advice in that process.
In the email address that you give me, that is public information. So people could get it and email you. What I like is most of the time it comes through me, but there's that possibility.
Well, you know, I my opinion personally is that it should be a city email address. I think it should be. We are citizens representing the city on a quasi-judicial in certain cases forum, and I think it as you indicated, it says we are serving in a capacity, and I think that's important. The other thing that I personally feel, and this goes beyond that question, is there should be a listserv that is planning commission at springfield.whatever.whatever, and it should include everybody that needs to get the information, so that if someone from the outside does want to communicate with the planning commission, they don't single us out.
Everybody does it.
Everybody gets the same information, including staff and legal counsel.
Sure.
And I think that kind of open communication is part of goal one and is important.
I think we, with respect to that, we can institute, I think we can institute that right away.
Yeah.
And my preference.
Put it right here on the agenda.
But my preference would be, to your point about personal email, I would not publish the individual's email. It would be, for all of us, it would be planningcommission@, and that's it. If you want to email the planning commission, that's where it goes.
And that's usually, have a vote.
Usually done.
Does that make sense?
Should we have a?
Can we step back just for a second? We've got a public record right now, private and public, with our email and our names, addresses, and everything are on there. So would that go away, and you would just plug in the city email only then, or do we still have our own? You know what I'm saying?
So if someone made a public record request, they could request, you know, any email that Brenda has sent to Stacy. So Stacy's email would be on that, and that would be available. I think there's a difference between a public record request and what we have a duty to disclose. I don't know of any exemptions for that information. So that's on the one hand, versus, you know, a city website that says, here's Stacy's email, you know, and her personal address and phone number. So it's not that the city is advertising that information, but we have a duty to disclose public records when they're requested, and if there's no reason for us to keep it exempt, then we have to send it on. So I don't know if that answers your question.
So Brenda and I right now, we communicate. I'm at work on my computer all day long. That's where I have everything coming to right now. That's what's for public record. That's out there. But if we get our own planning commission email, that would take the place of that then? Because I don't know that I want.
Yeah.
I don't have to have my iPad with me every day.
You can, like any email address, you can access that from any
computer. You can access the email.
It's just. Everything is contained into that one.
Gotcha.
Like, anything related to the planning commission would be under that address.
Should we do a vote on this?
Did Greg have anything else you were trying to say?
No, I was just going to say that listserv approach, we would put on planning commission agendas, and it would be on, obviously, on the web page.
Yes.
We could
use it as part of our normal letterhead when it involves planning commission matters. So,
it's a good idea.
You know, the door's open for anybody to get in touch with you. But as you say, that automatically would go to our office and to the city attorney's office and to the director.
So do I hear a motion for a city email address and a published listserv address or not? Does that sound interesting?
Stacy's ready to motion.
I move that we go ahead and set up a planning commission email address and then also individual city email addresses.
I second that.
Okay, I want to make sure I have that right.
Yep. So there's a motion on the floor to set up a city planning commission listserv address that includes staff and legal counsel. That will be our formal communication path for incoming email, as well as assigning us each a city email address. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Question.
To access this, do we go to the city's page? Would we go to the city's page and accessing it through there?
I don't have a city email address. I don't know, but I think once it's set up, I'm sure someone from IT will be able to explain.
Yeah, you can set it up on your iPad.
Yeah. I'm sure that they'll provide you some IT support on how to access it.
I know going through that,
yeah.
I don't like it because it takes a long time. Go to download even this stuff through there. It's very awkward, but
we'll make it easy.
I'm not a patient person. One of my problems is if I have a hard time getting to something, I won't do it. I'll go off something else and I'll forget.
So, and I don't add this to influence how you want to vote,
Who thought of that?
It's okay, it's okay.
So two things. Number one, this is a request by the planning commission, and that request will be forwarded up
to the council.
Chain of command. Second thing is that there's a, I think it's a $20 charge per address, and then a $10 annual fee. I think that's what Jeff told us.
Per year.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask what the cost.
That would come out of our program expense.
Yeah, out of the program expense. Okay, so I wanna count the votes one more time.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, so was it a unanimous yes, or was there a no?
I would.
Opposed?
Propose to leave it just the way it is now.
Just the way it is. Okay, so we have six affirmative votes and one no vote. Okay, so the motion carries. All right.
So timing wise, we'll come back for recess. We'll meet before our first meeting, and we'll get that all taken care of.
But we'll be meeting next week, though, first.
We'll be meeting next week, yes. So for this, on this one item.
It's gonna take time, because it's gonna go up. This is only a request by the.
Right. We need, yeah, so.
Just two more pieces of information to share. First is, with respect to the email, and you'll need to, whenever you receive information from the public, in relation to something, a matter that's before you, or is going to be before you, that's ex parte. So you just need to remember to declare that whenever you get it. And the second thing is that the deadline for testimony for the written record was 5 o'clock tonight. Now you've extended it. We did receive, and you have it on your, at your seat, we did receive correspondence from Tim Yarnell. It's sort of, I guess it's titled Appeal of Land Use Decision 2IP 314-00005 ? So that was submitted in time to be entered into the record. So just to have
at
the minutes take note that you did receive it.
Okay.
422.
Yeah.
And then of course you also received that staff report, that part of the record as well.
Okay. Is that it? All right. Anything else? We stand adjourned.